Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me to look at things that we can watch this week. Susie, we are going to start off with Friends. The reunion. We've waited, 15? More than 15 years for this. 17 years.
Hey, Kat. Yeah, we've waited, almost 20 years for this one. And this one is already out, so we can watch it right now.
Friends, The Reunion, also known as The One Where They Get Back Together, has been long awaited. But what actually happens in this show?
So this is actually an hour and 44 minute special where the cast of the original show from Friends, they revisit the original set of the show that has been rebuilt for this special. It includes the main apartments, the Central Perk coffee shop, as well as the famous water fountain from the opening credits. They're interviewed by James Corden. They take questions from the live audience. They do table reads of some of the most famous episodes. And they talk about what went on behind the scenes back throughout those 10 seasons, or 236 episodes that ran between 1994 and 2004.
Let's have a listen to Friends The Reunion.
Rachel wrote Ross a letter and demanded he read it before they got back together. How many pages was that letter?
18 pages!
18 pages.
Front and back!
Front and back is correct!
Wait, do it one more time!
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Where's the tissue box?
The cast of Friends.
The creators of the show, Marta Kaufman and David Crane, are also present and they're heavily involved with the show.
Yeah, you may remember the names Bright, Kaufman, Crane Productions that come up at the very end of every episode. Well, Marta Kaufman and David Crane co-created the show and they're the executive producers of this reunion show, along with fellow producer Kevin S. Bright, the show's main cast and Ben Winston. They also appear on the show, explaining how they came up with the idea in the first place. As David Crane said, his one-line pitch for the show was that this was about a time in your life when your friends are your family. When they finally decided to wrap it up after 10 seasons, they'd set up how the friends had started to have their own families and that it was the right time to close it down.
What were the kind of your favorite moments or things learned from this reunion?
So we learned so many things, like how everyone was cast, who hid their script on set, and what it was like to work with Marcel the monkey. They reminisce about when Matt LeBlanc dislocated his shoulder on set in what was supposed to be a super simple episode, but ended up being one of the most complicated.
So this episode, this interview with James Corden, is filmed in front of a live studio audience. They were sort of outside because of, COVID restrictions, filming in front of the fountain. But the live audience, turns out, it was so crucial right the way through all 10 seasons of Friends.
Yeah, you learn about how they listened to the live audience as well. They really amended their jokes on the fly, or they would continue with a storyline that the audience loved. For example, Chandler and Monica were just supposed to be a one-off fling. Can you imagine? But the audience lapped it up so much that they decided to continue with the romantic storyline between them. Thank goodness they did.
They didn't really ever think about doing a reunion. Like, I mean, I was sort of anticipating that this might eventually be a show where we meet the characters come back together. But this is very much the actors come back together and they take quizzes and they reminisce about doing the show.
Yeah, Lisa Kudrow talked about how the writers put so much into wrapping up the story and leaving the characters in a really good place. They didn't want to have to ever unravel that.
And of course, there was a bit of a big reveal in terms of the old Ross and Rachel romance.
That's right. Some of that on-screen tension between Ross and Rachel was genuine. Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer did totally have a real-life crush on each other.
So we've given away a few things, but there are plenty more big reveals on Friends The Reunion. It's on Sky Show now. You can go to skyshow.ch. You can sign up from $9.90 a month. No commitment, which means you can cancel at any time. There's also a 7-day free trial for Sky Show. It's on the website now. Now, we do have another film that we're covering this week. This one's out at the cinema. It's out already. And oh my goodness, incredible actors, Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman together. What's happening?
Right. So this is the father. It is about Anthony, who is an 80-year-old, and he lives with his daughter and her partner. But due to his dementia, he is completely unaware of this and believes he still lives alone in his flat. And his daughter is about to move to Paris. Anthony is aware that people are in his home, but does not recognize them. Refusing all help and believing his memory is fine, Anthony makes life difficult, not just for his daughter, but for the caretakers, whom he accuses of stealing things like his watch, which he hides himself. The strain of caring for her father is evident and affects Anne's relationships. All the while, she grieves the loss of her father while he still lives and breathes in front of her.
Let's have a quick listen.
Dad, I'd like you to meet Laura.
How do you do, sir?
I say you're gorgeous.
Thank you. I must say he's charming.
Yeah, not always. Laura has come round to help you.
I don't need her or anyone else. I can manage very well on my own.
Everything all right?
Who are you?
Actually, it's me, Paul.
Who?
I live here.
What is this nonsense?
What's really beautiful and really amazing about this movie is it almost puts you in the place where you don't know what's going on either. Some of the characters take on different identities and therefore you start getting confused, which I thought was quite fascinating and a really interesting way to portray Alzheimer's. Give us some background information about the casting of this one, Susie.
So the lead character's name is Anthony, and his date of birth is actually the same as Sir Anthony Hopkins. But this isn't a coincidence. The screenwriter and director, Florian Zeller, wrote the screen version with Hopkins in mind. He sent him the script in 2017 with his fingers crossed. Had Hopkins not wanted the role, Zeller said he would not have made the film in English, and instead he would have done it in his native French with French actors.
Susie, thanks very much for taking us through this week's releases. You can catch The Father already out at the cinema. You can catch Friends The Reunion out on Sky Show. They have it exclusively in Switzerland. Thanks very much. If you want to hear more, go to worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
Enjoy it.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.